No, we love talking about entrepreneurship and different types of things happening within the space. And, you know, Silicon Cape plays a very important role as an ecosystem when it comes to connecting people, getting things done along those lines. Now, you will be hearing about Africa Arena, the conference starting, obviously, it was last year. It was a very successful one last year. Africa Arena, once again, on your doorstep, the conference 2018. And Kerry Petrie is the general manager at Silicon Cape. And, you know, after last year's successful launch, Africa Arena is back, and it's coming up in November. Yesterday saw the launch of their world tour program, and that is at Invest SA. That's down near the Tsohosan Hotel. Beautiful space there, Invest SA. Panel discussion looking at how to successfully do business in Africa without the brown paper packet, especially given the huge array of cultures and languages out there. So, Kerry Petrie, what a pleasure having you here.
Thank you. You are new
to Silicon Cape.
I am very new.
There's been a management shakeup at Silicon Cape.
We've been around for about 10 years now, and we're taking this opportunity to think, how do we best position ourselves in an ecosystem that is changing rapidly?
And it should be changing rapidly.
Absolutely.
Because the old boys club is still predominant in Silicon Cape.
And we're trying to.
And we love them, but there needs to be space for everybody else.
Absolutely. It's an addition equation, not a subtraction equation, is what I keep saying to people.
I like what you're having to say. Now, before we talk about Africa Arena, tell us a little bit more about, just if you can pricey it for me, plans for Silicon Cape moving forward. If you're talking about addition and not subtracting, right, what does that mean?
Sure. So Silicon Cape has really identified inclusion and diversity as a key strategy for ourselves going forward. So as an ecosystem enabler, it's important for us to see how we grow the ecosystem that, as you've rightly pointed out, has been quite insular and quite bubbly in Cape Town for a little while now. Mm-hmm. So how do we identify potential anchor champions outside of that bubble and then grow the circle to include more and more people in the space?
Can't help but say make the circle bigger.
Exactly.
There you go. Now, Africa Arena. The Africa Arena Conference 2018, why does it exist?
The Africa Arena Conference is a really exciting space. I think if we look at some of the figures, if you don't mind, between 2016 and 2017, venture capital investment in Africa grew by over 50%. Mm-hmm. However, only 2% of the global investment in startups is coming into Africa. So it's really important for us to find really exciting, dynamic ways to showcase what's happening on the continent, because there is so much happening on the continent. Africa's uniquely positioned to address some of the really systemic and intractable problems facing the world at the moment. Yeah. And there are solutions coming out of our continent that can be applied globally. So investors are looking to us, but we're battling to get the solutions to the surface to make sure that they're seen. So Africa Arena is the perfect example to do that.
And the other thing is, it's one thing to come up with a solution, and there's a great business in Zimbabwe that I've been doing some work with, and it's a medtech business, and they can diagnose cancer and TB at a 93% accuracy rate, for example. And their biggest problem has been getting access to market and getting the live data sorted out. So it really is about connecting them to people here so that they can get the data, they can get the data sets that they need before they even go to those investors. Those investors are going to be looking for something that actually works in a live environment, for example. So absolutely. And I love this because, and the big question here then is, who's going to be at Africa Arena then? Is it going to be us talking about ourselves, or are there going to be other investors saying, hey guys, this is what we're looking for in your space, but this is what you also need to get right before we enter?
Sure. So if we look at some of the figures from last year, we had over 100 investors getting access to 80 startups representing 25 countries around the continent. So investors locally, because we want to be growing the local investment space, because if you're not leading in your own space, why would people be following you? But also it's about creating that global awareness. And part of the tour, which is the really exciting part of this year, where we'll be visiting six hubs around the continent and bringing some of those startups to Cape Town, is that we really do have a continental flair, and it's going to be very exciting.
My bags are packed. Thank you very much, Kerry. Well, listen, great having you here. I hope this is not the first time and the last time that I see you.
Hopefully not.
I'm a huge fan of Silicon Cape. I think you guys are doing great. So the fact that you're adding is even better. So looking forward to building a relationship. Is there anything else you'd like to add before I wrap this?
Just one very quick thing. We will supply you with all of our details so that our startups can go check out the challenges and see what's happening and start applying online.
Is there anywhere we can go online now?
Yes. AfricaArena2018.com.
AfricaArena2018.com. com.
Yes.
There we go. Kerry Petrie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Amazeballs. Look at that. Hey, they're doing different things at Silicon Cape. And I know the French were involved last year and they're involved this year.
Yes, French Tech are part of our key ecosystem partner for us.
Stunning stuff. Really exciting stuff indeed.